Nicely with Martin Besser.
Let's have a competition between the Who's Got the Best Song for World Cups.
Oh, cool.
Because everything must be a competition.
Right? Yes, it is.
Everything must be. So this is the new World Cup song, as done by Jungkook. Jungkook. He is, of course, from BTS.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, so this is the new song. You tell me which one you prefer.
Okay.
Don't be biased.
Okay.
It's just a... Oh, I swear it's like... Is it silent?
That's the song.
Is it supposed to be silent? I'm going to try again.
Look how we are the dreamers. We make it happen. Guess we believe it. Look who we are. We are the dreamers. We make it happen.
The backbeat can be a little bit South African vibes as well.
Exactly what I'm thinking.
It's exactly what I'm thinking.
You can't do a World Cup song without bringing in the African drums and African vibe to it.
That bongo beat.
Thank you.
Right? Because this was ours, of course, with Shakira.
This time for Africa.
Beat is very similar.
It's very similar.
We are the dreamers.
Very, very similar.
I wonder if they use the same songwriters.
Hey?
I wonder if they use the same songwriters.
Look who we are.
Yeah.
We make it happen.
What was the other one that was big in our World Cup? Was it Kanon? Wave your flag.
Yes.
Waving flag.
Why don't you put that one in for me? Because I swear that one also had similar
it's
kind of beats.
Very similar beat. And it starts with it, that one.
It really did. Remember that? That was my favorite from our World Cup.
Ooh.
Yeah, what was it Kanon?
Kanon?
I'll play it for you now. But just, who wins the Soccer World Cup between 2010, between Shakira and Jungkook? I'll be keen to hear how many K-pop fans are listening right now.
Yeah.
My niece is going to SMS in 100 million times.
Really?
Yeah.
084-850-0942. This was Kanon. I love that song.
Yeah.
So we obviously win.
Yeah, that's my question.
We had two great songs for our World Cup. Wat else gebeurde in ons wonderlijke wereld? Elton John played his final American show. Final. It seems very strange, doesn't it? But he played his final show, paying tribute to some inspiring musicians, and he brought out Dua Lipa.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Bernie Taupin, of course, his co-songwriter. People like Kiki D, they had a massive hit together years and years ago. And then he basically thanked the Americans. He said, he told them that without them, he wouldn't have had the career that he had.
Oh, wow, okay.
He was massive in America.
Yes.
He came out in a beautiful, sparkly Dodgers themed dressing gown, looking all fabulous.
Interesting, you didn't bring up Britney.
Yeah. Interesting. But it's kind of sad to think that he's finishing his tour now. He's finishing his career.
Yeah.
Imagine he comes here for one last South Africa.
Come get some salmon in Mpumalanga. I mean,
yes,
we know
man.
You're about that life.
Come on. Would you buy a ticket?
1, 2, 3. Let's be crazy. Let's be kind. You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.